This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. By the way, as promised, Ross Kennedy, our shipping expert, is going to join us about a half hour or so from now. That's always a good time. This hour, you can gear up for ninja swords, for filthy communists being arrested for attacking Teslas, emails, all that and so much more coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show this hour. I want to begin here, and I should let you know that I'm going to skip names of the criminals in these stories, and here's why. Here's why. It's not because I am protective of these vicious little communists committing acts of terrorism across the country. There's something about me that you should know, longtime listeners will know, but this is for everybody. As mean as I can be, I really have a soft spot in my heart for people who get their mugshot and name published before they've been convicted of a crime. It is a weird thing that has always bothered me. It doesn't bother you, probably. I get that. It's not a popular stance. I don't want to dismiss something like driving drunk, but even something like a DUI. Somebody gets a DUI in your hometown or even a Hollywood actor or something like that. Boom, you wake up and there's their mugshot that has been published. Well, that person has not been convicted of anything yet. People get wrongfully convicted a lot, but setting that aside, people get acquitted a lot. Innocent people get put on trial a lot. What if that person's innocent? You just ruin their life. If tonight there's a case of, let's say, mistaken identity, and the cops kick in my door and they throw handcuffs on me and drag me out of my house because I'm suspected as being a part of a drug ring. I'm selling drugs, lots of drugs, black tar heroin. And do you think my mugshot, do you think that would make national news? Oh, you bet it would. You bet it would. The New York Times would be all over. Everyone would be all over it. What if I was totally innocent? What if they got the wrong guy? Boom, there's my mugshot. By the way, Premier. And they're wonderful. There's no complaints. But could Premier even keep me on the air? If I just got busted for black tar heroin, they can't afford that. You just wrecked my life. I haven't been convicted of a thing. So anyway, that's a long explanation. I'm not going to give out names. But there's a lady rumored to be a millionaire. She keyed a Tesla. Another gentleman, I believe this one was in Las Vegas, just got arrested. Did you see that story about the Teslas being set on fire? Lots of them. This dude got arrested, and he's being charged with multiple federal felonies. He's going bye-bye for a very, very, very long time. And I know you're going to find this shocking, but he's a lifelong communist activist. I know, it's really, really amazing. I saw something else today, only this wasn't even in America. In the UK, you know the Tesla charging stations? I personally don't have one, but I know what they look like, the Tesla charging stations. Somebody has gone around, and you know that when Elon Musk did the "my heart goes out to you" thing, and everyone did the screenshot of it so it made it look like he was doing some kind of Nazi salute. They put a picture of Elon Musk doing that on all of them. I said all this to say this. The communist, as we've talked about so many times, is so very good at taking all of the demonic cult followers of his sick religion and aiming their eyes at one man or two men and convincing their sick followers that that particular man is the source of all their problems, the source of all evil. And that's part of the reason, it's a big reason, why communists are so violent. You see, when one man is the cause of all the problems out there, combine that with the fact that you're an anti-human. I mean, the human soul doesn't mean anything to you. Well, if one man is the cause of all my problems and I don't have any moral, you know, moral barriers that would keep me from hurting him, well, why wouldn't I just hurt him? See? That's why Elon Musk has had to jack his security through the roof. That's why Donald Trump, did you know that Donald Trump, before he was elected president, I don't know if this is still the case, but I can tell you this now. You know that Donald Trump, after he was elected president the first time that he was out of office in that 4 years, you know that he had to spend a fortune of his own money on private security to supplement the Secret Service he had because it wasn't enough? Because this is what communists are so, so good at. Getting the eyes of all their followers fixated on one man and telling them, look, that's the guy. He's the one hurting you. See him? Everything wrong. It's him. It's him. Do you know one of these people? Do you know a liberal Aunt Peggy? Who does she rage about in such a blind rage that there's not even any thought into it at all? Donald Trump. And now I'm sure Elon Musk gets lumped into that too. They're very, very good at that. Speaking of the UK, they're going to ban ninja swords. And I don't want to talk about banning ninja swords because that's really stupid. I just want to say that I want one really, really badly. What, Chris? We've talked about this before. What? I know it's a katana, Chris, but when I have it, it's going to be a ninja sword because I'm going to wear all black and put one of those face mask things on and I'll slink around like a shadow. And I'll even, I saw this, I know I'm tall, Chris. Tall people can blend into the shadows too. And have you ever seen those little claw things they keep on their hands? I saw this in the movies, so I'm sure it's real. They put these claw things that come out of their palms. Yeah, and they can climb like walls and stuff like Spider-Man. I'm going to do that. I'm telling you. Yes, I can. Yes, I can, Chris. I'm telling you I can do this. Jesse, Trump needs to go full dictator mode or the country is done. I'll twist that around a little bit. Trump needs to do things that haven't been done in a very, very long time. Or a dictator will come. That's how I'll put it. Now, remember, I'm not going to say things that have never been done before. Ignoring things like courts, that's things many presidents have done before. The saintly Abraham Lincoln, who everyone seems to love, he set aside the entire freaking Constitution. He did away with the freedom of the press. He took flat out throw you in jail if you were a journalist. And everybody in the world loves to worship old Saint Abe now. American presidents have set aside, quote, norms for a long time when they decide the situation is dire enough that the norms must be set aside. I saw today that Trump said put something else out on social media raging against that judge. You know, the whole text chat, signal chat controversy thing that I'm not talking about anymore. Well, some commie group is suing. Guess which judge got assigned that case? The same judge that tried to turn around all the Venezuelan gangbangers we sent down to El Salvador. The same judge, the anti-Trump communist judge, keeps getting all these cases. And Trump put out something on social media about how ridiculous and unfair it is and how he can't get a fair shake. Well, yeah, that's true. So what are you going to do about it? Because there are no social media posts. There's nothing you can say. There's no appeal to reason. There's no law you can cite. There's nothing you can do to convince that judge to stop being a communist. That judge is a communist who views his role as stopping Donald Trump and protecting the communist revolution. And no matter what you say to him or scream at him, That is how he will always view his role. He views himself as a frontline warrior for the communist revolution. He will not be dissuaded by social media posts. He won't. You can simply disregard everything he says, tell him to bring an army to the White House if he has a problem with it, or presidency won't amount to much. Because this guy, you think this is the last time you're going to hear the name Judge Boasberg? I don't even know if I'm saying his dumb name right. Boasberg, who cares? It's a stupid name anyway. Do you think it's the last time you're going to hear his name? This dude is going to run the United States of America for 4 years until the Trump administration decides they're done letting him do it. Period. End of story. Got to decide you're done. All right, let's do some emails. Some kid wants to talk about Hannibal. That's always a good time. After Hannibal, we're going to talk about illegals. Someone wants to know, why do they have rights under the Constitution? All that and so much more. Plus, again, Ross Kennedy coming up about 15, 20 minutes from now. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Don't forget, you need to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in for tomorrow. Email those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Yeah, Doug Collins seems to have the right idea. Big cheese at the VA, former Congressman Doug Collins, good man. Caitlin Collins, of course, wants everyone to keep talking about the scandal. This is exactly how you handle these people.
Yeah, and I do have questions about the veterans, but given what we saw with the group chat and how this was used, you are a member of the cabinet. You obviously know these other members, several of them who were in there. Is this typical for the cabinet to have conversations over Signal? Is this something that you use?
Well, Caitlin, Senator, you undoubtedly do not want to talk about the VA. I have a question as VA secretary. Is cabinet, I want to ask you, because I've been curious about this, because my job is to take care of veterans. And I would like to know why CNN is hostile to veterans, especially one in Florida where you just had a $5 million defamation suit, taking offense at a veteran who was trying to help people. In fact, one of your employees actually said, we're going to nail him. I have a question for you, Caitlin. Is that employee still employed? Are you really concerned about veterans? So if we don't want to talk about veterans.
How many times? I'll let him keep going. How many times have we talked about playing offense? Not defense. I didn't do that. That's not right. Not defense. The communist is going to try to wrong foot you. He's going to try to put you on the defense so he can play offense. If you start playing that game, I'm not a racist. If you start playing that game, you lose. Offense.
Now, you want to talk about everything else? I'd like to hear from CNN as the veteran cabinet secretary why CNN seems to have a problem with veterans.
Well, Mr. Secretary, respectfully, my question was about whether or not you as a member of the cabinet use this. And respectfully, I'm conducting the investigation. And I do have a lot of questions for you on Veterans Affairs, but I don't think it would be unwarranted to ask.
What you want to do is you want to talk about a subject. What you want to do is talk about a subject that I've already answered. And if you want to continue this like this, that's fine. But there are VA employees who are working very hard. There are veterans who get their care from the VA, and they get their benefits from the VA.
I'll let him keep going again. But listen to how perfectly this is done. This is why I wanted to play this. I might play this two more times during the show. Listen to how he won't be swayed, even when she presses again, pressing hard. No, please talk about what I want. Please, but this is. But he doesn't get moved. Don't move when you are arguing with your other kids in school. Don't move. When you're arguing with liberal Aunt Peggy, don't move. They are going to try to move you onto something they want to focus on. Don't allow them to frame the argument.
It does me no good to speculate on something that I've already asked and answered. So I've asked and answered your question. Why don't you answer mine? Are you still is this person still employed who said they were going to nail one of my veterans? Who you had to do a $5 million award from a jury because of defamation, and then you settled the case. Answer my question.
Respectfully, sir, I'm asking the questions here, and I have no involvement in what you're referencing there. But if you don't want to answer the question about whether or not...
I am now. Exactly how it should be done. Good for Doug Collins. Hey, Oracle. You can say my name. It's Landon. I'm 13 years old. I live in North Dakota. I wanted to ask what your reasoning was on Hannibal being the greatest military leader of all time. Scipio did beat Hannibal. I think you've said before that Scipio stole his tactics, but Scipio took them and adapted them. I just wanted you to know your thought. I just wanted to know your thoughts on this. Signing off to Tiny Hands. You know, that's not nice. Even 13-year-olds are dunking on me in North Dakota. That's not very nice. One, Landon. Two, let's deal with the back end first. Not to sound like Pete Buttigieg, but you get what I'm saying. Scipio adapted his tactics and improved them. You know, one time I was in community college and I took, shut up, Chris, and I took a course on music. It was on a it was on popular music. Shut up, Chris. It was an accredited course. I needed it to, well, not to graduate because I didn't do that. Whatever. I took this course. And it was about the history of rock music, and it went chronologically by time, right? And I know this is something you already know, and I guess maybe deep down I knew it, but it was amazing to watch it play out as he laid it out, and he would play the audio cuts of it. Pick your favorite band, whatever your favorite band happens to be. Led Zeppelin. I'll just use Led Zeppelin because that's probably my favorite, if not their way up there. Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin was awesome. And yes, they were unique in a lot of ways. And they were great. And I love them. I love them. But Led Zeppelin, they would tell you that they got a lot of their sound, a lot of their ideas from this band that they grew up listening to. And so if you then went back to that band and said, hey, what about you? What about you have such a unique sound? They would tell you, yeah, but I grew up listening to this band and I took that band and their sound and I, of course, added it and improved it and added my own ideas to it. You see, taking what somebody does and improving it, adding your own spin to it. It doesn't make you a thief, but it also don't make you a genius. I say Hannibal was tactically the greatest or one of the greatest of all time. I don't know that I could say the greatest of all time because Hannibal wiped out the greatest army on earth like four times. The Roman army kept sending these huge forces at him. And Hannibal, it's not like he'd barely win. He would just wipe them right off the map. At one point in time, Rome, the people in the city, they were sure he was just going to come take them because he just wiped out another army. I don't know of anybody who can say things like that. Hannibal took on the heavyweight champion several times and pummeled him in the first round. That's amazing. When he was old, he lost, of course. But when he was in his prime, you didn't want to rumble with Hannibal. But you know what Hannibal didn't have? Hannibal didn't have a chef IQ, you see. He was great, but was he the greatest? Well, could you imagine Hannibal trying to cook you a steak versus me trying to cook you a steak? My steak will be perfect every time. How much does steak cost? That whole chicken you buy, how much does it cost? Ever ruined one? Overcooked it? Undercooked it? What would you save if you never overcooked or undercooked it again? What would you save monetarily? The Chef IQ has created the IQ Sense, a wireless cooking thermometer. You leave it in the meat. It tells your phone the temperature. In fact, your phone will tell you, beep, 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 it's done. No more guessing. No more ever ruining any meat ever. Go. 15% off at chefiq.com, code Jesse. Chefiq.com, code Jesse. Perfect meat every time, just like mine. We talk to Ross Kennedy next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and man alive, I am I've been friends with Ross Kennedy for a while now. He's joined us on the radio before, founder of Fortis Analysis. Pretty sharp guy. I would have thought by now Ross would know if you don't pick the music, you get the worst song we could find in short order, but apparently Ross forgot. Ross, did you forget?
Negative. I absolutely chose that just for you and for everybody listening at home.
Ross, do you want to hear the most embarrassing thing in the world about that song? I'll give it to you. I'm going to give it to everybody. I've never told this story before. Ross is supposed to talk, but now I'm going to talk really quickly. When that song was really, really popping off, or maybe a little after, but I was in Iraq, 1st Battalion, 7th Marines, and we didn't have internet or TV or anything. Like, we were there before there were any actual facilities. But there was one channel. We were guarding the mayor of some dump there. Everyone was trying to kill him. And there was one channel on the TV, and it played music videos. And that was one of the music videos. And the girl who was in the music video, to us, because we didn't see any women, was so attractive that my entire unit, if they weren't on patrol, would gather around the television to watch the music video of that song. That's a true story, Ross.
I can't beat it.
Yeah. Anyway, Ross, I heard this and it was music to my ears.
Building in Pascagoula has just received a multi-million dollar national security contract. The investment is expected to strengthen the United States' national security presence in the Arctic and reinforce Mississippi's role in the shipbuilding industry. Officials say the Coast Guard requires a new fleet to protect interests in the Arctic. Hence the investment.
Ross, tell me about the Coast Guard, shipbuilding, Mississippi. What's happening?
Well, we've only got a few icebreakers still active in the fleet, and one or two of them are even, you know, privately owned by Edison Schwest Offshore out of Louisiana, but are under long-term contract. And so the Coast Guard hasn't had a new icebreaker built in something like 40 years. And with the opening of, you know, what is variously called Arctic Sea Passage, Northern Sea Route, obviously the ability to move over the Arctic and either project force or commerce. China, Russia, a lot of countries have been investing into their heavy icebreaker capacity so that we do have the ability to take some of these short paths through the Arctic and, you know, for various reasons. So being up there, whether it's for scientific research, whether it's for commercial reasons or for military reasons, requires that you have these icebreakers and that you be able to move other conventional hulled ships through the region. And so this does signal that whatever the cost is, you know, the new investment was, I believe it was like $1 billion with a B into Bollinger to continue to extend the program and keep it moving on its feet and get these icebreakers out is a very, very clear signal that the United States is not in any way abdicating its role. It's very much we would need the same kind of ships to be able to protect interests that we may have now or would be developing with Greenland. As well as support Canada and some of our other allies in the Arctic.
Ross, Greenland is obviously something that perked everybody's ears up because it's something Trump has been hot on for a long time. He sniffed around on it in his first term. He's a lot hotter on it now. But Greenland's a frozen, miserable hellscape. Why do we care about it?
Well, I mean, I care about it. I actually have a family connection to it. Grandpa did multiple TDYs there in the 50s as part of Strategic Air Command. But, you know, that very small connection aside, you're talking about a country that either from known or inferred reserves is sitting on a vast, vast amount of riches, whether it's oil and natural gas and other conventional fossil fuels. But really what I think has everyone's interest peaked in this is the undeveloped resources, mineral ores, metals, critical minerals, you know, so that would be rare earths, that would be your magnetic minerals that are, you know, dysprosium and yttrium and all these other things that have names I can't even spell, but they are immensely valuable. They are very, very hard to find. They rarely occur in other places. And so for even the ones that are more available but hard to develop, but a lot of these that are very difficult to develop, we do know some level of them are there, and the race is on, and China is already there drilling core samples, looking for proof of these things that we all suspect are there. So this is really about denying a major adversary access to things that they already control the majority global supply of, but also shoring up stockpiles of these for ourselves and for our allies.
Speaking with Ross Kennedy, founder of Fortis Analysis. Okay, Ross, I'm going to ask you to do something that may be difficult for you, but I need you to take your 200-plus IQ, and I need you to turn it down to about 80 where I'm at. I hear people talk about rare earth and minerals all the time, and I get that there are things that are rare. Like, I get that. Valuable things that are rare. What I don't understand is why they're valuable. Where are they used? Okay, they're rare. I get it. Why do I care?
Well, a good example, of why we care about Greenland is the same reason that, you know, presumably the president and his team are taking very seriously the recent offer from the president of Congo, DRC, the Democratic Republic of Congo, to provide safekeeping in some way for his country from the M23 rebels coming out of Rwanda. And that is rare earths. And this, in the case of DRC, it's cobalt. And when you take a look at, so that's cobalt, that's lithium, that's, you know, that are in kind of the rare earth category. But these are largely very specialized. Rare earths actually aren't all that rare, despite the name. There are others that are far more rare and important. But that's battery technology. You need a lot of nickel and zinc and cobalt and lithium to make batteries, you know. And so for someone like Elon Musk, that is the critical single point of failure in his supply chain. But then when you extend that, you look at semiconductors, microprocessors, you look at lenses and housings and casements for satellites that allows us to kind of look down from above and deliver data and service all over the world. Every missile that we have has rare earths and critical minerals in it. And so, and it's the same for China and Russia and all other modern technologies. So these minerals are refined and processed, even in very small quantities, into everything digital in the world, whether it's the batteries or the chips or any other component, the radios. So the digital world runs on these things. And right now, the United States is largely losing the race for most of them.
Okay. Why are we losing? How did that happen?
Well, I think we took our eye off the ball. You know, for the same reason, we're in dire straits and needing to build icebreakers at record speed and pump billions of dollars into that icebreaker program. And it's like so many other things. And, you know, beginning in the 80s, really, you know, Gordon Gekko, greed is good. Well, greed and returns and quarterly profit margins at that time and really through today has continued to be outsourced. Take hard assets and minerals and refining and all of these things that are upstream of civilization that we would depend on and just go get it cheaper somewhere else. Go get it in China, go get it in Brazil, go get it wherever, but let somebody else carry the environmental and labor load and energy and water and everything that goes into these. Let them do that. And we're the United States and nobody's going to screw with us ever again. And so like in that late Pax Americana kind of time frame, our assumption was just that we were at the end of history and everything was going to be fine from there on out. And what we have found is that when we took our eye off the ball, starting with admitting China to the, you know, proposing and blessing them into the WTO, which began under President Clinton and happened, you know, finally under President Bush, we let China into the WTO. And at that point, it was just continue to outsource, outsource, outsource. We don't need to do these things. Let's be a services economy. Let's make yet more software for companies or whatever was needed. And we don't need these things. And now we have found out that of the list of 40 something critical minerals that we are supposed to maintain stockpiles of for our military and for our commercial sector, pretty much everywhere most of these are available are in places that China has completely co-opted and gained a significant majority of market share. And it's even simple things like aluminum ore, bauxite. It's a bright red, beautiful mineral. Jamaica has a lot of it. Guyana has a lot of it here in our hemisphere. Guyana, where Secretary Rubio is today, meeting with their president. It's you add these things up and you say, okay, the largest bauxite producer in Jamaica, the largest bauxite producer in Guyana are both Chinese companies. And between those two countries, we have one company that is actually mining and bringing them to the U.S., but we only have one alumina refinery. And as much as we need all of that to make aluminum, downstream of that is the fact that gallium, which is one of the most critical materials for making semiconductors and space-age sensors, gallium is most reliably achieved, you know, like sourced by refining bauxite into alumina. And so we've cut off our noses to spite our face on this. So we have our own decisions, but China has just moved in and filled that vacuum in all of these countries where all of these things are. And we've kind of allowed them to do it because we were focused on other things, as you are familiar with, for the last 20 to 25 years.
I am so much freaking smarter now. Ross Kennedy, you are the man, my brother. Thank you. Appreciate you. Hey, Chris, let me tell you about cobalt, buddy. You probably didn't know anything about it. You know what else? Congo. I'm not that much of an expert, but I saw the movie. Doesn't look like a very nice place. We still have a lot more of the show to go. Let me tell you about Pure Talk. You want to talk about rare. Pure Talk's more rare than lithium. I don't know if that's actually true because you can get it everywhere. But anyway, it's rare to find a company that loves the United States of America and that'll give you top-notch cell phone service for a greatly reduced price. How about $1,000? Average family saves $1,000 a year when they switch to Pure Talk. You know what I'm currently doing with Pure Talk? Oh, wait, I can't give it away yet. Just know you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Do you enjoy Medal of Honor Mondays? You're going to enjoy what's coming next. Anyway, I love them. They're patriotic. Their CEO is a Vietnam veteran. It's easy to switch. Right now, when you switch, you save an extra 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a spectacular Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So there's something that Trump does maybe better than any GOP politician in my life, and that is insult people, even in sometimes the most passive-aggressive way in the world. And what he said today to this reporter left me in stitches. And let me explain. I was flying. Did I tell you this last night that I was flying and my oldest boy was, the TSA agent was stopping him to ask for his ID. But of course, she waddled her way into the chair and plopped down and had a mask on. And therefore, you couldn't understand her. And he couldn't understand her. So I had just gone through. She waddles in, takes over, plops down, and goes, womp, 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 womp. Well, he's the nicest boy in the world. He said, I'm sorry, I don't understand. Womp, 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 womp. She gives it to him again. I'm sorry. I need to see your ID. She shouts at him. Oh, my dad blood pressure went. I about popped the blood vessel in my head. So the mask thing, I was understanding for a long time. Maybe you're just weird. I get that some people just like wearing a mask, that they got conditioned with all the propaganda. I get it, but I'm all about freedom of choice. You want to do that? You do it. It's fine. Whatever. Now you're weird. All right. Now it's odd. And now we're at the point where you should probably be shamed. And I got to be honest, man, Trump just kills me sometimes.
You know, I haven't seen a mask in so long. You're wearing a mask. So nice of you. I haven't seen anybody wearing a mask in a long time. It's good. You feel more comfortable, right? Good. That's good.
It's so passive aggressive. Honestly, it's the most passive aggressive insulting ever. Just destroyed her. Jesse, I'm just wondering why illegals have rights under the Constitution. Well, they don't. It's just that losers in the United States of America pretend they do. Remember, people across this country, not only on the left, there are people on the right as well, they view everything through the prism of, hey, America does kind of suck, so whatever I'm doing in life, even if it's law, I should try to twist everything around so I can kind of crap on this place. There are people, genuine people, on the right, not just the dirty communists, on the right, that will tell you till they're blue in the face that the Constitution provides protections for illegals who just stepped across the border. They will actually say that to you. They'll even say things like the 14th Amendment, which everybody knows. I mean, anybody, you don't have to be some legal expert. The 14th Amendment was about slaves. It was about freed slaves who deserved, obviously, the full benefits of citizenship into this country. They took an amendment about freed slaves and they used it. There are people on the right to this day that will use it as an excuse to allow some woman to step across the border, have her baby, and tell you that that baby is an American citizen. That is bonkers. Bonkers. The Constitution does not cover people from around the globe. The Constitution protects American citizens. American citizens. The Constitution belongs to you and you alone. Foreigners, they don't get to vote here. Foreigners, you don't get due process here. I see this all the time. I've seen this all the time about the illegals we're deporting. Doesn't anybody find it odd that they're just sending these people away without due process? You know what your due process is in this country? Hang on, let me check your citizenship status. Oh, what's that? You're not one? Then you have none. Period. There's your due process. Your due process was me checking your papers. You're not a citizen. Therefore, get on the plane and leave. Period. End of story. But we have allowed ourselves for so many years to be manipulated by these do-gooder dorks on our own side that have managed to convince so many of us that the Constitution is somehow a suicide pact when it is absolutely not a suicide pact. But that's the kind of thing we're up against, right? Now, let's talk about monsters under your bed. Let's talk about a city under the pyramids. More importantly, let's discuss, what's happening over there with the Ukraine negotiations? And we're going to look back on something. It's going to hurt. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.